First of all, let's talk a little bit about the agreement with the Buffalo Teachers Federation on the teacher evaluation system. You must be pleased that this has finally, been put to rest.
I am pleased that this phase of the process has been put to rest, but I'm also pleased in the manner in which it was done. That what we announced today was a reflection of a vote of almost every teacher in the system. So it says that 1,100-plus teachers actually had a voice in this document, understand what it means, and approve it going forward. I think it speaks with a stronger voice than the voices we've heard in the past. So I think it's both a testament to the process of working with our teachers, working with our unions, educating everybody involved. But at the end of the day, it's the restoration of $5.5 million to six schools that are greatly in need of this money.
Are you assured that that funding will be restored in a timely manner?
We've received guidance from the State Education Department. First of all, we've been told that it will be restored. And we've received guidance that's going to help us have these funds available to us this summer. That's outside the period of time that the grant would have encompassed, but the state is making special arrangements for us to be able to use these funds. Now, our limitations in using them is only to the six schools for which they were intended, and they must follow the same general guidelines of the plans that were written for school improvement at these schools. So we're just clarifying the details with the State Education Department on how we can go forward and spend this money this summer. But yes, the funds will be coming.
Critical funds, too. That's a lot of money for a district that needs it badly.
Certainly is. And, you know, while we can maintain a core set of staff and a core program, these are the schools that have been identified as in particular need. And what these funds do is they provide the resources for these schools to do something a little bit different from every other school, be it in, you know, more staffing or stronger supports for the students or some, you know, after-school program or additional teacher professional development, the extra things that may go into turning around the academic achievement at these six schools.
What was the turning point in the negotiations, do you think? Because this was a real struggle for quite a period of time.
Well, and I guess it's important to reiterate that, you know, the teachers union and myself and the administrators union and I, we have reached agreement probably five different times. The problem was that none of those agreements met the standards that the State Education Department was looking for. So the contention was really not between the unions and the district. It was really the unions and the State Education Department, and specifically the teachers' union. The turning point came when we realized that perhaps what was going on in the schools was that teachers didn't understand this new teacher evaluation process. And it was the thought of the union. It was their idea, frankly. It was Phil Ramore's. And I agreed to release 30 teachers from their classroom duties. And they spent three full days sitting together with my staff, learning about what the new law required, learning about what it could look like, learning about how it would actually affect people like them in their schools. They were then able to be the nucleus of the movement going forward. They went back to their schools, explained it to the other staff, and eventually got the buy-in of the district. So I think what changed was the process became very democratic and went right down to the teachers that are most affected by this.
Well, it seems like it's been a good week for the district, not only news on this, but earlier this week, of course, news about graduation rates going up a little bit in the city. You must be pleased.
Absolutely. Now, we are nowhere near where we have to be, and we certainly haven't seen the across-the-board increases that we need to see in order to be a high-functioning school district. But what we're seeing is the small efforts, the day-to-day efforts that are going on are making a difference. It's a complex mechanism, you know, to look at what defines a cohort of students. How is graduation rate defined? You know, what's an aspirational goal? There are all sorts of parts of the new law that are coming forward that are really complex and will affect our numbers in the future. What matters is, on a day-to-day basis, that we keep doing the right thing and we keep children in mind as our first priority. So, yes, those are two good things that have happened this week.
Well, Ms. Dixon, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.